Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, audience. So here's the promised episode on tools to use when you are triggered or freaking out. Okay. So when you're in a state of, so we're on the same page. So when you're triggered, it means that you've been sucked into, your reaction is over the top, sucked in from something that's happened in your past that was traumatic for you in some capacity, whether it made you feel powerless, scared, afraid, terrified, angry, something in your past is come to the surface with what currently is happening in your life, whether it's a conversation, an interaction, a smell, a circumstance, situational is. And so now you are in a triggered state, and that triggered state can be like over the top emotions. It can be, you can be having panic, heart palpitations, having a hard time breathing, clammy sweats, freezing. These are some of the body signs. Or you could just be freaking the fuck out. Something. So that's when you're triggered. These tools also work when you're freaking out. Or you could just be freaking the fuck out, that you just don't know how to handle something and you're overwhelmed and you're stressed out and you're freaking the fuck out. How do you calm the fuck down? All right. Okay. So we're going to do three tools. Okay. These three tools, one of them should at least help take the edge off enough for you to like handle shit. Okay. So the first one is called 5-4-3-2-1. And this is great when you're in a like highly emotionally charged situation. You're super triggered. You may even be pulled into the past. Like this is great, because your brain and your emotions, it can't function if you're using cognitive part of your brain. So when you're in a triggered state, basically what's happened is that part of you currently has been pulled into the past. And that past, you're in a trauma loop, and that your past is, you're stuck in this past. And you're like, and so even though currently it's not the exact same thing, it might be close or similar or something in there, that you're reacting the way you would is if it was happening, something happened 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 5 years ago, you're reacting at the same level of intensity, okay? So what we need to do is bring you into the here and now. So pull the brain out of the past and into the present. And what we do is, this is a great, because they've, you know, all fun with science. They've done studies that say that your brain can't be in the past and in the present at the same time. So when you start to articulate and use the parts of your brain, they just can't coexist at the same time. So what you do is you start with looking at looking around where you are, and finding five things that you see, and you're going to say it out loud. So we're going to talk you through, I'm going to do the exercise, okay? This is the 5-4-3-2-1 exercise. All right. I see my emotional support, rubber chicken. I take a breath. I see a camera. Take a breath. See a Kleenex box. Take a breath. I see my water bottle. Take a breath. I see a light. Take a breath. Now, if you're not at a calm state, you're going to now do four things. All right, four different things. I see a bunch of paperwork that needs to be filed. Take a breath. I see a screaming goat. Take a breath. I see a measuring tape. Take a breath. And I see a pillow. Take a breath. Good. Now we're going to do three things. I see a clay drum. Take a breath. I see some books on my shelf. Take a breath. I see my veterinarian's magnet. Take a breath. Good. Now I'm going to do two things. I see a shirt. Take a breath. I see a hanger. Take a breath. And we're down to one thing. I see a candle holder. Take a breath. Now, at this point, you should feel more calm. One, you've done some deep breathing. Two, you said out loud the parts of your brain that have to pick out and recognize and then do word recall cannot coexist with the panic of you being triggered in the past. This also helps if you're freaking out because it'll help make sure that you're not triggered and you're in the present and that you're doing some breathing. Okay. If at when you get to one, you're still like, and you're still freaking out, then you just go back and you do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As many times as you do need to, is find many as many different things in a room as you need to. You can like turn around. You don't have to. You can like look around until you finally start to feel that, oh, I am zen. I am calm. I can handle shit now. Okay. So that's the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 question or tool. The second tool is a grounding tool. Actually, we're going to just do some deep breathe. We're going to do breathing as a tool, and then I'm going to do teach you a grounding tool. Okay. So, breathing. Breathe in and hold for 4. Exhale for 4. So, ready? We're going to breathe in. So, I'm gonna count. But I'm gonna show you it, and then I'm gonna count so that you know the rhythm to do, so that you can just basically you may want to just take me through and put me on your phone or whatever, so that you have this to talk you through. Okay, so I breathe in. Good. So you breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Now it's helpful when we breathe in through our nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then out through our mouths. And allow yourself to like really like let out all the air. And it helps if you make a sound that also helps, like as you're letting it out, okay? So you're letting your whole body relax in when you exhale. Then you're breathing in through your nose. And exhale for four. And you breathe like that until you're not freaking the fuck out and you're feeling more calm. And then you can handle, you feel like you can handle whatever you need to handle. Okay. There's lots of different kinds of styles of breathing. There's like breathing in for five, holding it for five, exhaling for five. If you find that the breathing really helps to settle you really quickly, then you may want to do some deeper research into different breathing techniques that will help you, depending on the circumstances and situation. Okay. The reason that breathing helps is because when we're in a distressed state, we actually tend to hold our breath or we start to do very rapid breaths as we get more anxious. So we don't do slow, deep breaths when we're doing, because if we're in our bodies are in fight, flight, or freeze, we're either holding our breath or we're rapidly breathing because we're running or we're fighting. Okay. So when you slow down your breath, it slows down your nervous system. And as it slows down your nervous system, there's a whole, and you're getting oxygen, there's a whole bunch of beautiful things that are happening that help you to fucking calm the fuck down. Stop freaking the fuck out. Okay. The third tool, and it also helps when you're triggered. Okay. But if you're triggered, start with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the best one to start with. Then you can move to deep breathing and then do, then to end it off so that you can carry on. You want to do grounding meditation. So in order for the grounding tool to work, you need to do this when you're not in distress every day for 30 days. Then you can use this tool, and then it works really, really well. But you may not have the ability, so you may not have the ability to go and have a moment to meditate, to do your grounding meditation. So that's why we anchor it. Okay. It's called anchoring. We're going to anchor it into a part of our body. So for me, when I anchored this grounding meditation, I anchored it into my heart. So I put my hand on my chest. As soon as I put my hand on my chest, because I've anchored it into me, I just have to take a breath in and a breath out. So when I breathe in, I visualize being filled with love and lightness and ease, and when I and calm, and when I breathe out, I release all that no longer serves me. Frustration, sadness, scared, overwhelmed, stress, powerlessness, anger, whatever it is, I just let it flow out of me and I visualize it being dropped into the center of the earth to be burned up by lava. Okay. So I'm going to take you through the meditation and then you can anchor it in. I believe I have other episodes where I actually just do a whole grounding meditation that you can just listen to. I believe I do. If you can't find it in the My Orgasmic Life, let me know. Send me an email and I'll send you an audio. I have an audio of the recording of it somewhere, so I'll send it to you if you can't find it on My Orgasmic Life. Okay, so we're gonna just do a quickie, and then you can go find the full meditation. So the idea is you close your eyes, you touch a part of your body. It's important to touch a part of your body that you can you touch in public. Okay, so don't anchor it into your crotch. Or your nipples. That might be inappropriate at standing in the line of the bank or in the middle of a business meeting. Okay. So when you really need it, because you're about ready to jump over the table and stab somebody in the face. And grabbing your crotch at that time will not defuse the situation. So anchor it into, you can, touch your your fingers in the, in the, you know, your index finger and your thumb together. You can touch your chest, above, where your heart is. You could put your hand on your neck. You can hold your ear, touching your knee, So some part of your body that feels like that would be comfort, that you could do that anywhere and not worry about anybody knowing what was going on. Okay. So that's first thing you need to pick is what you're gonna, how you're gonna anchor this in. All right. Then you're gonna close your eyes and I'm gonna take you through this. Okay. Close your eyes. We're gonna breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. Now we're going to do some engaging of our core. Root chakra, which is our genital area. So it's like doing Kegels. Squeeze the muscles that you typically use if you're like trying to hold the flow, stop the flow of urine. So you're going to breathe in and squeeze. You're going to exhale and relax. You're going to relax your genital muscles, relax your body. Now, if the idea of engaging your genitals is triggering for you, then you don't need to do the your Kegel, okay? But if that doesn't bother you, it has more power. If we're squeezing and releasing while we're breathing and we're grounding and we're in our body, so if you can do it, great. But if that's like I'm not squeezing my genitals, I'm not comfortable with that, then you don't have to. You can still do this ex you can still do this grounding meditation without having to squeeze your genitals, okay? So you're gonna breathe in, squeeze, exhale, relax. Now, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to visualize coming out from your genitals or from your feet. Either one works. Maybe roots, a beam of light, tubes, tree roots, whatever feels right for you to move through your body, out of your body, into whatever you're sitting on or standing. Down through the floor, down, down, down into the first layer of earth, down, 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 all the way till we reach the center of the earth where there's a big, beautiful pool of lava. Take a breath in, squeeze and exhale, relax. You're connected now to the center of the earth. Now, this is where we're going to let go of all that's not serving our body. Pain, stress, anxiety, fear, nervousness, anger, all of it. We're going to let it move out of our body, like just wash out of our body, out of our body, through our conduit, which is that visual root chakra, your roots or beam of light or tube, whatever it is. You're going to let it flow out of your body into that conduit. Down into the earth and then be dropped into the pool of lava to be burned up. Good. Keep breathing slowly, inhaling and exhaling, squeezing and releasing. You're going to keep releasing all that no longer serves you. Let it all out until it's like there's no spots, there's nothing in your body that you don't want to have happen, that you don't want. When you feel like you're complete, then what we're and all that's been burned up by the lava. You don't need to take it, it's just gone. Poof, all gone. Okay. Now, what you're going to do is from the lava, we're going to bring in from the center of the earth, we're going to bring into our bodies exactly what we need. Clarity, tranquility, inner peace. Energy, happiness, love, whatever it is that you're needing in that moment, you're going to get from the center of the earth and you're going to bring that up. Helps with the squeeze of your genitals. It's like a little pump. You squeeze it, pull it into your body, your feet, your genitals, allow it to move all through, all the way to the tip of your nose, the to ends of your hair. The tips of your toes and all the way to your fingertips so that you feel completely filled with whatever energy you ask for from the center of the earth. Just like that. Good. And then you can open your eyes and come back. Okay. So that's grounding. There's tons of different kinds of grounding meditations. You may that may not have resonated with you. That visual may not have resonated with you. That's okay. Go find one that does. But the idea, whatever it is, the idea is you're releasing whatever's in your body into the earth. And then from the earth, it's bringing up whatever you need. Okay. It's no good to let go of everything in your body if you don't replace it with what you want. Otherwise, your body is just empty. You're just empty. And what that means is you'll go back to what you always are, wherever you are. So you may feel good for like a split second, and then your body will fill itself back up with the panic, stress, fear, terror, anxiety, whatever's going on, anger, rage, whatever it is, it'll fill it right back up. So you want to make sure whatever you're doing for grounding that you're letting out of your body, that you fill it back up, all the way back up, so that there's no space for the old that you don't want to come crawling back in. Okay? That's the premise of the grounding. Now, remember I talked about anchoring. If you anchor it into your body, you don't have to worry about it. Okay? So now you can also do it with a color. Right? You can be like, okay, there's all tar, black tar in my body. I'm just gonna, like a plunger from my head all the way down to my feet into the earth. All that tar goes down. And then from the earth, and make sure it goes into the center, make sure it burns up. Okay. Don't just drop it at your underneath your feet. And then when you go to pick it back, you're probably pick it back up. Okay. So make sure you burn it. All right, whatever, however that visual looks like, okay? So you purge it out of your body, and then you're like, hey, I want the color, blue for calm. So fill yourself up with blue. Right? And then all of a sudden you're filled with blue. And that sometimes is easier for people who don't know how, that don't visualize very easily. Just giving things a color, is very helpful. Okay? And then you're nice and calm. So now that you do this every day for 30 days, then all you have to do is touch that part of your body, take a breath, do squeeze, exhale. And your exhale, you like, it's just now going out of you because it's just natural. So when you exhale, it naturally goes out of you. When you inhale, what you need, what you're calling in will come in. So that it's like it's a quicker process. So I'm breathing in everything I need, calm, zen, clarity, patience, acceptance, tolerance, whatever it is, will come in. And me wanting to stab that person in the face is going out. Or the frustration that I'm feeling right now, or the fear I'm feeling right, whatever. It's got out it goes. In comes the nice, zen, patient, calm version of me that can handle the situation. Whatever the situation is, I can handle it. If I get rid of whatever the thing was that was preventing me from feeling like I can handle it. Okay? So let it out, bring it in. Let it out, bring in what you need. Let out what you don't want, bring in what you need. That's the concept of grounding. Anchor it, and then voila. Like I said, you can be in a highly stressful situation and like with a lot of high charged feelings and emotions, and someone's like a total douche, and you really are on the verge of like punching them in the esophagus or stabbing them with a fork. You won't do it. So therefore, you won't end up in the jail. Is ending up in jail is not going to solve the situation, not going to make this day go any better. I promise you. I promise you. Okay. So grounding is very, very good for when you're freaking out. And grounding's good to do after we had it. Once you've been triggered by something, your whole nervous system is in chaos. And so, doing the 5-4-3-2-1 pulls your brain out of the past. Doing some breathing, get some oxygen going, but doing the grounding helps to reset you. Helps you to not be in the distress of the really intense feelings and emotions you were having when you were triggered. And so it resets your nervous system, it calms you down, it does great things. So it's good to use all three of those in a row, especially if you're triggered. Okay. If you have any questions or you need any some more support, you know where to reach me. You can always reach me at GaiaMorissette.com, or you can reach me at Gaia@succulentliving.com, and I can figure out how I can best support you. All right. Ha. Okay. Bye-bye. Good job, by the way.